With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says that Russia absolutely will face consequences if Vladimir Putin doesn't end the war in Ukraine following tomorrow's Trump-Putin summit in Alaska. And while he doesn't expect a peace agreement to come out of tomorrow's first meeting, Mr. Trump hopes it will mark the beginning of the end of the war.
If the first one goes okay, we'll have a quick second one. I would like to do it almost immediately. And we'll have a quick second meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky and myself if they'd like to have me there.
Yesterday, Mr. Trump took part in a conference call with European leaders and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Today, Zelensky is met in London with British Prime Minister Starmer. The president planning to ask Congress for some more time. He's requesting an extension of federal supervision of Washington, D.C.'s police force beyond the current 30-day limit.
We're going to want extensions. I don't want to call national emergency. If I have to, I will. But I think the Republicans in Congress will approve this pretty much unanimously.
Some demonstrators took to the streets of D.C. yesterday. They were protesting the president's bid to restore law and order to the nation's capital city. The Census Bureau says the U.S. population of foreign-born residents is rapidly decreasing under President Trump.
The latest Census Bureau numbers show the total number of foreign-born people in the country dropped by 2.2 million from January through July. Most of those who left, 1.6 million, came from the illegal immigrant population. The numbers show an unprecedented turnaround in that illegals are now leaving the country at an even faster pace than the 120,000 a month that flooded into the country under President Biden. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 14 points. This is SRN News. Texas is about to have some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man is going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside a New York synagogue. Mufid Al-Qaeda was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year, trying to tear down an Israeli flag while shouting, "Free Palestine." No one was injured in that incident. John Sarcone, U.S. attorney for the Northern District of New York, says the shooting was emblematic of the anti-Semitic violence that has swept the country in the past few years. SRN News. Shopping for school supplies become both easier and more complicated for families.
The websites of major retail chains generate lists of recommended items by schools and grade, allowing parents to shop with a click. Some schools partner with vendors to sell pre-made boxes of student essentials. Despite these conveniences, many families start shopping months before Labor Day to find the best deals. One market research company estimates back-to-school spending in the U.S. will reach $33.3 billion from June through August. John Scott reporting.
At least four deaths in and around storm-battered Chattanooga, Tennessee. The victims include two parents and their child. They were killed the other day when a tree fell on their car. Then there's damage reported this morning following storms that swept across parts of Delaware, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. More details at SRNNews.com.